only on Rock 107 WIRX.
We all mad.
Everything that rocks.
Come on.
We should play Ja Rule like once an hour.
God.
Just once an hour.
Puts me in a good mood for some reason. I don't know what it is.
Just feel good music.
Monica Menager.
What are you saying? It doesn't make sense, Ja Rule.
It doesn't make sense.
It's murder.
It's murder. What is murder? What are you committing murder, or are your lyrics so fat that it's like murdering someone? I don't know, Ja Rule.
You know?
It's murder.
Is he kind of like the Spartan version of Tupac? Is that what he is?
I think that's fair. Yeah, he's the our family brand of Tupac.
Tupac, man.
Anyway, so stupid. We should keep her moving. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Nailed it, buddy. Well, Joe Walsh has not letting the pandemic completely ruin his fourth annual Vets Aid concert. He's going the virtual route this Saturday, December 12th. And with so many artists forced to sit on the sidelines, virtually all of his invitations were performed and accepted.
When you have an ask like this, it's awkward, but you call people you kind of know, or you know somebody who knows them, and you call as many people as you can and hope a few sign on. Well, this year, everybody said yes, and that's amazing. That's unheard of. So, you know, it's kind of like, now what do I do? But we've got 30 people that we all know and love, and these are all people who care about the veterans, and I hope it'll show to vets that there are people who care and people that want to help.
Among more than 30 acts are Walsh's Eagles bandmates, Vince Gill, Metallica's James Hetfield, Jimmy Buffett, Alice Cooper, Eddie Vedder, Steve Van Zandt, Kenny Chesney, Willie Nelson, The Lumineers, Daryl Hall, and the list goes on and on and on nice. And on. Plus, they got clips from the past Vet Aid shows, including stuff with Ringo Starr, Don Henley, the Doobie Brothers, ZZ Top, James Taylor, Brad Paisley. All net proceeds from Vets Aid goes directly to veterans services and charities selected through a vetting process coordinated in tandem with the Combined Armed Institute.
We don't have a big office. We don't have a big administration budget. Every penny goes to vets, and there's smaller organizations like little places all through the Midwest that are vet run that don't have budgets, and we keep them funded. That's what we do.
Vets Aid gets underway on Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. You can check that out, vetsaid.veeps.com, and we'll be available for restreaming through Monday the 14th. For tickets and more details, go to vetsaid.veeps.com. And by the way, if you ever want to know what I'll sound like when I'm 75 years old, that's what
I was just going to say.
Yeah.
Kind of sounds like your dad a little bit, doesn't it?
I'm going to sound like Joe Walsh. That's what I'm going to say.
Nice.
But really cool that Joe Walsh is doing that once again and not letting all this craziness keep them from raising funds for the vets, which is awesome. So, all right, there you go. That's your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, I have kind of a big one, but it's... screw it. I'm going to do it because it's my show and I don't care. On this day in rock history, 1967, Otis Redding died in a plane crash near Madison, Wisconsin at the age of 26. What's crazy is his huge hit, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, was released just 3 days before he died.
Wow.
Yep. Man. 26 years old, had his biggest hit of his career, sitting on the dock of the bay just 3 days before he died in that plane crash.
That's crazy. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. So,
you know, they're saying the odds of dying in a plane are like 1 in 11 million, too.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, it was 67, so who knows, but.
Yeah.
Some of those smaller planes, but. Well, there you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
We'll be back.